using the power table. There's two agreements we have to come to on the power table. One is rounding, and the other is what to do with half of a participant. The power table only has 0.5 increments. So, if it's 2.1, 2.2, or 2.3, round down to 2.0. If it's 2.4 or 2.5, round up to 5. If it's 2.6, 2.7, or 2.8, round down to 2.5, and 2.9 rounds up to 3. Make sense? And there's one other thing you got to remember. Any R less than 0.1 rounds up to 0.1 because that's the smallest value we have in the table. So you got to follow this rounding. You've got to remember that. For chi-square and between groups ANOVA, I want you to report an even numbered total sample size. The reason is you're going to take that total sample size and divide it into the two groups, whether it's the two groups of the ANOVA or the two groups of the chi-square. We don't want part persons lying around. So we want to have an even number of people and divide them into whole. For the correlation, there are no groups, so S is the total sample size, whether it's even or odd. And for the within groups ANOVA, each of the participants in the total sample size is in both conditions. Also related to power analysis, the standard for power is 80%, allowing a 20% chance of a type 2 error. If I ask you to determine the sample size for power, use 0.8. If I ask you to do something else, do what you're asked. But if I don't say a specific amount of power or a specific risk of type 2 error, I want you to know that 80% is the standard.